Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Here we are. I am Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat Hamilton and Wumball.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good day.
Afternoon. Good day. Buenos noches. Konnichiwa.
Hey.
Right? The Okinawans. And I want to say hello to the world.
Yes.
I want to say hello to all of our Christian television network viewing audience around the world. All the way North America. I should have my list. I don't have my list. Do you have my list,
Pat? What happened to it?
I mean, it's hard to describe. I'm an American graduate, so I don't really understand geometry or anything like that. Geometry, is it
No, it's geography.
Okay, geometry. And I was trying to measure the world and stuff. Oh, it's geography.
Geography.
Oh, that's what it was. Something like Europe, North America, South America, Central America. Hola, ¿cómo está?
Hey.
I tell you. God is just doing some awesome things. I want to say hello to everybody out there in Illinois, and it's good seeing you on Christian Television Network. We are shining the light, you know, keeping the conversation light. We have so much to share with you. We're going to be with you for a period of time, but understand this, that we're going to continue this conversation. So if your heart's getting stirred, realize it's not going to stop there. You can go to VFNTV.com. VFNTV.com and continue listening, because we're 24/7, or download our app or go to your local television broadcast audience and find out where we're being. You can view us in your particular area. But listen, it's time for us to be able to shine the light. We were commanded by Jesus to be the light of the world. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of darkness cranking up, but you know what? It's always been there. The world's been covered by darkness, and thick darkness has been over mankind. But that's why we get excited, because the good news is the light of the world has come, Jesus Christ. And that light is the life of man when we receive him. So I just want to say hello, konnichiwa, all the wonderful greetings right there. And we are pumped. We have some things we want to talk about. But first, before we get started today, I'm going to take a moment of this precious time to think. You know, I was just beginning to think about John, you know what I'm saying? I was thinking, you know, what could I get John? What could I get him? What could I get him that would just lift him up? You know what I'm saying? Lift his spirits up.
Here it comes.
To lift his spirits up, to just bring him to a higher place that he can just be encouraged, you know, his head in the clouds, you know, just close to the throne room of God. And and I realized I totally found it exactly.
Did you?
I did. I really
did. Please share.
Can I share it? It's in my box. Hold on a minute. I got my box.
Did you find some hair?
I think I got right here.
Well, hold on a minute. I got my box. Okay. It came from Amazon. That's where I get everything.
Well, of course. Where else would it come from?
Somebody says, you shouldn't shop at Amazon. Hey, it's convenient, bro. Every 2 days.
But we like local.
Yeah, we like local. Oh, no, that's exactly right.
Absolutely.
I'm taking this back and getting something from the local. But I don't think this right here comes from. Actually, these are local providers that are on there that are connected, I believe.
Very good.
Here it is. Something to lift his spirits up. Something to lift him higher.
Remember, I have a mic.
You have a mic? Shut his mic. Can you hear this?
I can turn that off, buddy.
He can relive. How about that? Here it goes. You ready? Are you listening? Are you watching?
I'm watching. Yes.
Here it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I just, you know, because there's been things in the past.
Yes.
That I remember you had to make do. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking
yellow
pants,
pages.
Car. Remember that?
Lifts. Remember the lift? Get you up in there and the cushion thing and all that. Well, I have something that was built to lift your spirits up. And it's totally brand new. Just came in. It's not soft. It's not going to give, so it's going to keep you up there. You know what I'm saying?
Is that a stool?
Just hand it over.
It'll keep you up there.
Hand it over.
I just want to say that because the people in Illinois couldn't see you on TV.
Thank you, and so we want to be able to lift you up.
See how firm it is?
Very firm.
Now you sit on that.
I thought it was going to be soft, but I realized I was way up there. And I was like, I heard a word of knowledge. John needs to be higher.
It will keep you higher. This is actually good. I like this.
I know. I'm telling you. I can see it right now. You're going to be able to see over the steering wheel in your car. You're going to be able to preach. They're going to see more of your body now on VFN TV, you know, when you're preaching right there.
And anything that I can use to help, you know, right. I will use it.
Also, when you are standing up now, it's so firm, you can even stand on it. You got to leave the plastic on it. You got to leave the plastic on it. But let me tell you some of the places that Christian Television Network reaches around the world to the 15 million that are connected through networks and the over half a billion? Half a billion.
Yes.
Half a billion viewers international, wow, all around the world. We'll list a couple of the ones in America is we're going to welcome Tampa Bay, Pensacola, of course, Palm Beach, Fort Myers, Tallahassee, Macon, Georgia, Columbus, Georgia, Tupelo, Mississippi. Nashville, Tennessee, Knoxville, Quincy, Decatur, Jefferson City, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Give a shout out to Tampa Bay Buccaneers today on VFN TV and Data Radio program, and of course around the world, Europe, Central America, North America, and all that. We're just excited about what God is doing. We want to also, in addition to that, you know, thank you to all of our sponsors and partners, our partners that are partnering with us on a regular basis by going to VFNTV.com and partnering financially and prayerfully. That makes it possible with over half a million reach now. Mm. Half a billion, I'm sorry. If I could think Washington, D.C., I can get this thing. 500 million. That's right. 500 million folks. You think about it. If he's called you to reach the world and shine the light of the gospel, this is your moment. This is your time. This is your season. You can partner today. Just go there and say, I want to be a partner. I want to be able to partner financially. But we also have sponsors and underwriters. And I want to give a big shout out to Blue Angel Hot Tubs and Pools. That you can actually order anywhere in the United States. You can order a hot tub, for example, which is an amazing thing.
Tell us about it. I want to hear all about it.
Well, the thing is this, is that, you know, you can get rid of all these pain meds and stuff they're talking about and begin to discover what FDR, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, discovered in Arkansas, which is called hot water. And imagine a hot tub waiting for you every day. A hot, not the concept where people are thinking about, you know, kicking back or what. I'm just talking about a place that you can relax and a default, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta get one defragging. I gotta get one of those.
Well, the place to get it from is Blue Angel Hot Tubs and Pools. You can order it. You can see right now on BFN TV and CTN, and they will ship it anywhere in the United States. Just tell Joyce that Greg sent you.
Well, with that in mind, I also want you to visit Shotgun Barbecue Restaurant.
Shotgun
Barbecue.
Do you eat it at gunpoint?
Oh, my goodness. You definitely eat it.
Do you have to bring a shotgun?
Listen. Now Mile Road in Pensacola.
Oh, Pensacola? Listen, we have an audience in Pensacola.
They have what they call a Fat Mama Burger. It's three.
I am personally offended
pounds.
By that.
Well, hey, listen, if you're a fat mama, I didn't put that on you.
No, I'm messing with you.
It's a 3-pound burger.
We have 1.4 million potential viewers around his business down there. And
listen,
I want you
good.
To go, and every one of you, go buy, I don't know, but buy the Skinny Mama. And buy the Skinny Mama bar. No.
Well, listen, if you can eat it in 30 minutes, it's absolutely free.
Oh, it's one of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have pictures on the wall of those guys?
Your picture will be
with
on
like
the
like an ambulance behind them.
Yeah. It's excellent. That's James and Rhonda.
Oh, we just want to give a shout out to all those. And you can visit all of our underwriters and our sponsors at VFNTV.com. Just follow the promptings. If you want to become one, hey, we want people to know that you stand up for three very important pillars: God and country, in that order, and Israel. We're going to cover today a couple of things by God's grace, and over this whole time on the air, is I want to be able to talk about Roy Middleton. You know, we talked about seeking justice for Roy Middleton. And last night on the Emerald Coast, there was a news report by Sue Strong with WEAR TV3. You can see it at WERTV3.com maybe, or go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and it'll lead you to her. I was like, it took me a moment in time. Mm. It took me a moment in time to digest what I just heard, because it was squoze in between. There's cotton candy and there's a Ferris wheel ride at the fair. And the grand jury came back and they said that that Roy Middleton wasn't done wrong, that everybody did right in the context of that. They just need a little training.
Wow.
And so we're going to be talking about that, because We need to understand that it's multidimensional. The fact is, there's a ton of good officers, and they're good because you can tell because, you know, crime's not pouring into your windows and your businesses and your houses. Mm-hmm. But there's also, just like anything else as we talked about, we have to find out. It's like, hey, you just shot my brother 15 times.
No doubt.
And we're going to talk about that. What is that? You know, seeking justice. This is what God tells us in his word. He says, no one cries for justice. Mm-hmm. And he says, if you wait too late to cry for justice, if you wait too late, you're bait. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about that. You can sit there and hold all you want to and watch all these injustices take place. And there's a quote I'm going to talk about as well that I just posted something when I heard it because I couldn't know what to say. And I don't normally do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, I wanted Roy to know, and I want you to know, we're going to talk to you on behalf. I just want to say, not on behalf, but I just wanted to share my heart. But this is what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said. Remember, everything that Adolf Hitler did was legal. Mm. Everything that he did was legal. So in regards to Christianity, understand you have legal, and then you have the moral. And sometimes those overlap, and sometimes they don't. But with us, we no matter what the law may say, we do what's right according to God's way in the context of that. I was when I went to school and studying to be law enforcement. I was a law enforcement officer. Maybe you studied. Do you remember criminal law when they taught it and they had to do two circles? And they had two circles. One was the law and one was morality. And mm-hmm. then they kind of barely touched the two, but it was just barely small, two circles. Little. Yeah, a little slither. Mm-hmm. And so many people think the law's moral. Well, there was a day that probably was more moral, but no law can be moral outside of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is, the law is the power of sin. Mm-hmm. But it can be, you know, moral type laws. Mm-hmm. But just because it's legal to kill your dog, for example, doesn't mean it's right to kill your dog. You know what I'm saying? And just because it's legal to abort your child doesn't mean it's morally right and legal in the throne room of God.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing is people are leaning towards legalities and go, well, that's all legal. It's like, I got it. I totally get it. But he was shot at 15 times. So let's think about this thing morally and empathetically. And, you know, because Jesus is able to empathize with our weaknesses because he's walked in our shoes. And to be able to click into the legal mindset without even thinking about the moral mindset is to have zero empathy for what took place in the context of that.
I guess what you're saying with the Hitler quote, quote to give context, it was, because we know what he did to the Jews was immoral
and
wrong.
The Christians and all.
Right. But they had law, weird law on their side.
Yeah, they established a law that was immoral.
Yeah.
That says that you can persecute the Jews, you can imprison folks, Jews, Christians, and anybody they didn't like.
Right.
And as I was, because I was actually looking for the quote when I was thinking about this, you know, of course, is silence in the face of evil is evil, what Dr. King said. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, that's more appropriate right now, what's happening in America, that because we're finding, you know, Cass Sunstein type laws coming into effect that are laws. Yes, they're correct. They're laws, policies, regulations, and all that. But we always have to go back as Christians, not the world. Listen. Cast something, anybody else, that's, they have the right to live their lives ever how they're going to live their lives. We don't tell people how to live their lives. But as we found out yesterday, Jesus, the supreme organizer of his church, he tells us how to live our life. Mm-hmm. And in view of his mercy and because of his grace, that's how we live it. And so I just want to encourage you. We're going to talk about that and just kind of share. I want to share what God laid on my heart last night and this morning. I couldn't rest. I had to call some of my friends and like, am I losing my mind? Did I hear this right? And also we're going to be talking about colorblind. I'm going to talk about the concept of being colorblind. And because I'm color challenged, you know, I can't necessarily see some colors in my ability to see. And we're going to continue the conversation that we're having about the Jesus, the organizer, but we're talking about Saul. Remember, Saul was the organizer. Mm-hmm. Then he was organizing under darkness, going to persecute the church. But then he met the supreme organizer, Jesus Christ, on the road to Damascus. And then all of a sudden, when he found out that he didn't have to organize, because the supreme organizer who created all things, Jesus Christ, could organize things, he allowed himself to be organized and became a bondservant of the supreme organizer, Jesus Christ. And we're going to progress into now, after what we just yesterday about Jesus the supreme organizer, the chief organizer, supreme organizer, Jesus the organizer, is now, because he's joined the other side, the light side, you know, Jesus is the light of the world, mm-hmm. now he is under the organizer, Jesus Christ, but now he is Saul the persecuted. Saul the persecuted. We'll be right back with these messages.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Is it mandatory for students to take a class that goes against their religious beliefs? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I wanted to know if it's mandatory in the middle schools that the children have to take sex education classes, because they're saying it's mandatory and we try to teach our kids different because, you know, we want them to know abstinence before marriage.
Well, a lot of state curriculums, Amanda, have a requirement of, in their particular health curriculum, to talk about sexual activity or to talk about what they call health, but you have a right to exempt your child out of that, and what you need to do is contact first the school teacher, tell her you've got a religious objection to the content of that particular portion of the curriculum and you'd like an alternative given, and generally they're very responsive. They will allow you to exempt or opt out of a particular curriculum aspect that you object to.
If you have questions regarding law and religious liberties, visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, John, I think about the goodness of Jesus Christ. When I hear about the joy and the goodness and the life and the celebration that I read in the Word of God that Jesus talks about, you know, when I hear about religion and I read the Word of God and I hear man's religion, then I hear Jesus, there's a big difference. And I hear about what Jesus is saying, and it's just like, I want to know the Jesus that Jesus talks about. I want the joy that Jesus talks about. And if you're ever wondering, how do I get that joy? How do I get that goodness, that life, that happiness that Jesus talks about? I want to encourage you. You can get that relationship. You can get that daily joy through abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Go to iabide.org. Jesus Christ has love and he's got joy specifically for you. iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
My name is Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat and John. John, we're glad that you're at a higher place. You're still at the same level.
What happened?
He didn't really want to receive my gift there, did he?
I have apparently jokes. I'm going to have to bring in
breaking
jokes.
Up. You're breaking up. Know, you're just not.
Don't worry.
You know, getting to a serious matter here in the short period of time that we have on the Christian television network around the nation and the world, to give you context of what I'm about to talk about, I'm reading from TV3, WERTV3, where an incident took place in Escambia County, Florida on the Gulf Coast. But WEARTV3 is reporting that a grand jury on October the 16th, the grand jury has completed its review of two deputies involved in the shooting in Escambia County. On July the 5th, deputies shot and killed a James McLaughlin in 72nd Avenue. But also, it talks a little bit further along, and this is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Then on July 27th, two deputies shot at Roy Middleton at least 15 times. Two bullets struck Middleton and shattered his thigh. So a grand jury convened and their testimony came back, and they said they cleared of these deputies of any wrongdoings. Now, we're not talking about, and you got to listen to the context and look at the related articles. You know, I was a deputy for 10 years. I know personal deputies right now, personally, deputies and police officers in the nation that this is, and they know. And you can't put everybody in the same category. We're talking about three folks. Mm-hmm. We're talking about three folks here mm-hmm. in regards to that aspect of it, the two shooters in the context of, and their boss, I guess, and the perspective of the whole thing. And so I thought about last night, you know, when I watched the news, I watched Sue Strong. She's a local TV reporter, a beautiful lady, Christian lady, that does the news, anchors the news in on the Gulf Coast there in Escambia County, Pensacola, Florida. And she's just, you know, reading the script. She's reading the news, and then she says, and just briefly just says, well, the grand jury, you know, is finished, and basically I'm paraphrasing. Mm. And they cleared the deputies of any wrongdoing, and that they're saying that he made I forget what the word is. I'm not going to put the word in there. He just kind of leaned forward them or something like that.
Like an overt action?
Yeah, some overt action. We'll find that in a little bit about what the actual statement was. And then, of course, she went right on into, you know, the fair, because they have a fair going on down there. And so it hit me all of a sudden, you know, it hit me all of a sudden that, well, I just must have missed something. Yeah, I just must have missed something. Mm-hmm. I just must have missed something. You know, I must have missed something.
Must have.
So as I was floating in La La Land, walking around, staring at the wall, and thinking, this is not going to be good. This is not, in the eyes of God, I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You should understand, God's a just God. Mm-hmm. So this is not going to be good. This is how just God is. He's so just that his justice was coming towards us, and he had to take it out on us, but he loved us so much. He stuck his son between us and him, and he let it all go on his son. That's how just he is.
Yeah. Wow.
And so through his son, we can have a relationship with this just God. But if we try to find some other way, the justice of God comes down like a river mm-hmm. on top of us. And so, you know, I'm running to the cross. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the fact that I need Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So I'm not talking about the I'm just talking about in the eyes of God. We have to answer before the eyes of God. We have to talk to him about our lives and what we did and where we're going and what did we do with the injustices that was taking place. We need God's blessing on America. We need God's blessing. They need God's blessing. We need God's blessing there on the Gulf Coast in the Northwest Florida Panhandle. Mm-hmm. And I believe that pockets of blessings are going to begin to happen in the world and in America of ones who just stand up and say, this is not right. God, help us get through this and begin to have the conversation that we keep putting off, so that we can actually talk about this. You know, as we talked to Captain Alexander that's down in Pensacola, the Pensacola Police Force, that he says, you know, we need to have this conversation mm-hmm. because it's going to be painful, but if we'll have this conversation, you know, he's a Christian, he's a minister mm-hmm. too, that if, though it's painful, when we get through this, God can heal us if you're willing to be healed.
Right.
And so I just want to say this morning, this is what I wrote last night, and I wrote it and, you know, did my best. And I was just so unsettled. I didn't know what to do. And I guess the biggest thing that shocked me was not the outcome per se, it's the fact of people's lack of response to the outcome. Mm. It's like
silent.
You can hear a pin drop. It's just like a vacuum. And it's like, oh my goodness, you know? And then to hear comments, it's like, oh. So first I want to say this. First I want to talk about myself. In regards, because you think about it, because this shooting took place almost 90 days ago. He was in his driveway, his own driveway, in his own car, you know, minding his own business, and two officers come down the street at nighttime because they get a phone call from a neighbor that says somebody's breaking into Roy's car. It was Roy in his car. Mm. They, according to news reports and hearing the sheriff, David Morgan, said that the officers got scared. One of them got scared when they heard the other one shoot because they thought something was happening. And so mm-hmm. they offloaded 15 rounds mm-hmm. at him, and God protected Roy. I mean, there's 15 times wow. in a short little under the carport.
Distance, yeah.
He's in his carport, under his carport, in his driveway. And you got to drive into the driveway, you know, past the grass and, you know, up under the, you know, I mean, it's kind of like, okay. Mm-hmm. But their minds were set because of what they heard, and they just assumed. And so in that context of assumption, now a man in his own car, in his own carport, by 5 feet away from his own door under his carport, is now 15 feet away from that area, laid up in his house, with his thigh blown out, with a metal rod in his leg, and he actually is hearing things like, well, we've investigated it by the state. I'm not saying investigating, I'm just saying his perspective. We're trying to get empathy for his perspective. So the state looks at everything, and they go, well, we don't see any wrongdoing in the context of this. And so you have the state that you live in. And the second thing you hear, the jury of your peers, a grand jury, that's what that means. Remember the Constitution that we talk about. They get together, and they review everything, and they say, you know, he wasn't done wrong. You know, nothing, you know, that nothing was violated here in the context of that. No law was violated in the context of that. And then the very ones that for whatever reason, right or wrong, you know, based on the one that they're still in uniform and they're still there. So I was imagining Roy pulling the covers up over him last night. And as he's pulling the covers up over him, I couldn't help but think, man, even in the midst of all this, everything's screaming at me. And even as I pulled the covers over my head and looked to God, even the sheet reminded me of untold conversations. Dear God, help us have this conversation. So I want to be able to talk about this aspect, and I want to read this particular letter that I wrote and tried to post. I did the best I could to write it, and I just want to say it in the short period of time that I have. Dear Roy Middleton, I first want to say I'm sorry for what happened to you. I can only imagine what it must feel like to be in your car, under your carport, at night, at your own house, at 60 years of age. It's not easy for me to move around because injuries in my life, it looks like we're coming to an end of this. We're not going to be able to do this. We're going to have to do this during the other half of the hour. Catch us. I want you to hear. I just want to share my heart with you, and then I want to talk about what God spoke to me this morning about color blindness. We will be back on the other side. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for the CTN audience. Roy, we're praying for you, man.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, John, I have been so encouraged listening to you and sharing your stories about Elijah and Isaiah and Maya and how you got to spend time with them at one of their baseball games, how encouraged they were with the fact that you were just simply there. Your presence, just being with them, encouraged them. Tell me about that.
Well, that's cool, man. I can understand what you're saying because I feel that way when I know that God is near me.
Yeah.
You know, when I have a relationship with him and I know that he's present, he's not far away.
Mm-hmm.
He's not too far that is, you know, he can't reach out to me, not too far that his eyes are not always on me. And maybe you are listening today and you wish that you had a father to be in your life, or you wish that somebody was there to watch you. I want to tell you that you're not alone. Many of us have experienced the same things in our lives, and we wanted to know more about God ourselves.
Yeah.
But it was a journey. We were all on a journey. Isn't that right, Steve?
Absolutely.
And that journey brought us to a point where, you know what? I want to meet the Father.
That's right.
I want to meet Father God. And so some of us have shared our stories. You know, a lot of it's not pretty, but what is? But what it truly is, it's real.
Mm.
And if you're looking for a story, a real life story that would help encourage you, I want to ask you to find out more at meetmyfather.org, where real people have gone through real things to find the real Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We are talking about seeking justice for Roy Middleton. As we continue this conversation, the grand jury has come back We don't know. We haven't read the FDLE report, Florida Department of Law Enforcement report. We would like to have it if somebody wants to send it to us. And I know that TV3 had it, a big stack of it. They obviously didn't have a chance to read it because it just came out and in the context of what's going on. But in regards to the light perspective and what, despite anything that's happening in the world, for example, God's already told us how we're supposed to respond. Mm-hmm. Every one of us is covered in thick darkness. Every one of us is covered in a blanket of darkness in this world until we meet the light. So nobody's any different than anybody. We're all important to God, and he came to save us out of darkness. And so we have to understand in the context of that, you know, what's taking place. And it makes me think about, you know, the fact that I'm colorblind in a way. I'm, you know, where I can see some colors. You know, see, now you're making it in front of me. That is so fun. You know, here you are. I mean, that's, you were smiling.
I was not.
You know. Jiminy.
He can take it. He likes to make fun. He can take it.
And
he,
so
he can take it.
And so color, he said, give it to him some more. And so where's your cushion at? And so the that's part I'm gonna be talking about, people making fun of you, you're colorblind. And so colorblind is this in regards to there's some colors you can see, some you can't see. Sometimes people can only see different shades of gray. And as we're watching some things about Israel, they have actually developed a technology that allows people who are blind to put something on the back of their retinas that causes them to be able to see everything in gray, but couldn't see, can see.
Hey,
just as long as you can
take
see.
Take what you can get.
You know, and so I'm colorblind from certain spectrums, you know. Spectrums, like they say there's like different colors, they tell me. No, and so I can see colors, but I can't see some colors. I can't see them well. But when I put these colors close together to each other, it's almost impossible for me to be able to see the difference between the two. Mm-hmm. And as I'm doing this, you know, Pat's making it in front of me as if he humiliating me, he's going to help me see better.
I'm just trying to help you out.
I'm seeing the application here as if I can make John taller by saying
right.
Seeing it. I felt it.
We apologize to all the vertically challenged people that are listening all over the world.
Right.
He doesn't mean it. He really, really doesn't mean it.
And all the colorblind folks.
Forgive him. He knows not what he says.
Forgive him for that.
Is it hot in here or am I just colorblind? And so when I put these colors close together, it's almost impossible for me to tell them apart. So I learned to look for other contrasts, things to help me when I have two of the same things that are close to the same color so that I could tell them apart. Mm-hmm. So I started looking deeper than most people look at things because I have to, maybe it's the texture, maybe it's the age of something, maybe it's the, you know, whatever it is, but I had to look deeper than people who could just glance at something and see a color. You know, I've had people criticize me. This is already in my notes. I've heard him criticize me.
I don't know what you
and
mean.
And humiliate me and make fun of me.
Oh.
It's like, pick the blue one. Oh. Pick the blue one. Pick the blue. You know, anyway, getting
amazing
back to
how things
remember,
full
you.
Circle.
Remember that camping trip t-shirt?
Yes.
I said, let's do the navy blue. Look how nice that is.
Yes. I remember
somebody
that.
Wanted baby blue.
Baby
I don't know where
blue.
That came from.
Yeah.
Who was that? Was that me?
So did we have 1,000 people
it looked
in baby,
yours would look
baby
better.
Blue?
I got shot down.
Shot down. And you were able to see.
Speaking of shotgun barbecue. Okay.
Yeah. I can see colors.
Listen.
But you, clearly.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Oh.
We're talking about my limp right now.
Okay.
Let
us talk about your limp. Right. He wants to talk about his limp.
I like
Let
to do it. I can do it better. I can do it better. I'm more graceful to myself.
Okay.
And so people criticize me because I mean, think about it, because I'm sure because I'm colorblind and sometimes I remember I was at a meeting once and a very important meeting and
sure was.
I'm so glad. You know why I'm making fun of this height. That's what I mean.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
And we got another cushion. We're going to crank him a jack and crank him up the top. And so I was at this meeting. It's a very important meeting. And we're talking about this very, very important stuff that's going on. And I really didn't even want to be at the meeting. And so it's such an important topic that I look down at the ground thinking, I don't want to be here. When I look down, I had one brown shoe on and one black shoe. I'm thinking, like, how can I see colors now? I mean, why would now be the time that I'm have two different? So the brilliance.
You had the wrong shoe on.
The brilliance. See the humiliation?
Oh, hey.
You know, you welcome. I know. They would say, you can't see that?
I know. Right? Welcome.
The shoelaces and the tongue wasn't a clue.
Anyway, no, it was the same. Well, one was a tennis shoe. Was a but one was brown and one was blue. This is serious. You see the humiliation that I go through?
Oh, yeah.
We're getting dizzy now, so I might fall out.
This is a biblical principle. We're reaping what we sow. This is a biblical principle right here. This is a light perspective. We don't want to miss this.
Oh, my God.
Where am I? And so...
By being challenged about what you can't change.
Well, I didn't realize one was a Nike and one was a patent leather. No, there were two identical... I mean, this is a mistake. If your color, challenge, don't get two of the same exact brand of shoes. You know me, like, give me five different, you know, same thing, you know, right?
That's me. Every man, right?
Yeah, and so and they looked exactly alike for one particular thing. One was brown, one black. But the wisdom of God came over me at the moment because I was standing on steps, so I put one foot on the lower step, one foot on the higher step. So those down there, they thought I was wearing a brown shoe and those other thought I was a blue shoe. And they're thinking, I was thinking about what they're talking about. I'm like, dear God, I got the wrong color shoes on. Anyway, so needless to say, obviously that makes my point. People humiliate me because I can't see colors. And so I've had to put up with jokes. That's my next. I had to put up with jokes.
Put up with?
Yeah, and because of my mismatched things in my life. And let me make my glasses.
Let's say jerks or jokes.
This is jokes. And since then, so I had to look for different, deeper things. I mean, these things that sometimes we think are hindrances, they're actually gifts.
Oh.
Is that how we turn?
Y'all are sucking our time up today.
We opened the program with a cushion.
We've already used that time. Is it hot in here? Or is it just me getting fried? Anyway, so. Yeah. Roy, I am so sorry. I am so sorry, man. Anyway, listen. So I had to look at things differently. And a lot of times you're thinking, for example, you know, I think about, you know, John.
Yes,
this
please.
This is serious. We're not talking Second Street right now. This is serious. That remember going to college. Yeah. You know, that you had to work harder.
Sure.
Get the same grades. But that actually made you smarter.
Yeah.
Pat said.
That's what they told me.
Help me.
That's what they told me.
Right, and this is fifth degree. Did they get it all cleaned up? Anyway, so the right, and but you know, so I had to work harder to be able to differentiate between things. So I had to look deeper into those things to make sure they match. So I had to work harder and then be wiser. I had to use more wisdom on my choices in life to be able to make sure that things are right. Because I could not just by default judge something by its color.
Mm.
I couldn't. I didn't have the capabilities to be able to do that. But as life goes on, I found out that being colorblind was a gift. It was a gift because it forced me to look beyond color into why certain things and people go together and others don't go together outside of color. And I found that those who see color don't put forth any effort at all to go deeper. They just stop and go, that's a blue one and that's a brown one. I mean, they don't go deeper because they don't think that they need to go deeper because they actually think that they can see the color and the color is going to tell them something.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't realize there's texture there, that there's life experiences there, that one's a little bit older than the other, or they don't understand why they go together.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And so I found out, man, this is a gift. And so sad to say, they think just because they know colors, that they think they know the person, their history, their life experiences, quote, their category.
Mm.
You know, this is where the blue ones go. This is where the brown ones go. This is where the white ones go. You know, I'm talking about your socks.
Mm.
You know, these organized things based off, that quickly. Mm-hmm. They don't have to go any deeper because they think that they can actually judge that by its color.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're colorblind, you can't do that. You got to go deeper. You got to be like Braille. What's it feel like? And but what I discovered, because I've always had to look beyond color, is that all men are created in the image and the likeness of God.
Mm.
No matter how others define them or they define themselves or place some people in particular so-called categories. It's just like we're all created in the image and the likeness of God. I also discovered, you know, what Dr. King talked about, Dr. Martin Luther King, what he talked about, who I feel, by the way, was an apostle that led America to God's original intent for this nation, what the Founding Fathers wrote in the Constitution. He said, a man should not be judged on the color of his skin, but the content of his character. But then too, because I had to look beyond color and see one's journey and watch and learn how it is difficult for many who strive to be men and women of good characters, who are continually judged, not by their character,
mm-hmm.
but by the color of their skins, that I can empathize with the reality. It's like, you're just looking at my, you just, I'm deeper than skin deep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm made in the image and the likeness of God,
mm-hmm.
all men. But that reminds me, of Jesus when he said, you know, when Jesus, he said, you know what? He understood the answer. I mean, he was the answer, but he needed to understand the question. He wanted to be able to walk in our shoes. He wanted to be able to have empathy for us, to understand, to compassion for us, to explain us to the Father. And believe me, Pat needs a lot of explanation.
Mm.
And so he talks about it. Thanks, Chris. And Hebrews 4:15, your mother's texting me.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Can y'all hold off a minute? I got to wait. Okay. Hebrews 4:15. He says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has looked beyond the surface of things. Mm-hmm. He's looked beyond the blanket of darkness and the thick darkness that overcovers us. But we have one who has been tempted in every way. He's experienced the tangible feeling of what it's like, yet not sinning, to be able to feel what it's like. And so, yeah, he did it without sin. And so we have to understand that empathy is so important, because Jesus looked beyond our sin, beyond our circumstances, beyond the surface of our life, and he fell in love with us. Mm-hmm. All of us. All of us. And he walked in our shoes, and he knew the answer. Of course, the answer was him for all mankind. But he walked in our shoes, and he began to understand the question.
Mm.
He began to understand when men are tempted to only look at color, or to judge, or to sin, or to be polarized, to be separated, to be divided. But he didn't. He did not divide himself, not even from the Samaritan woman. He's always like, oh my, you come, come. He wanted to understand the question, why would men want to sin against such an awesome God, his Father, who loves men so much, all men, all nations, all colors, that he gave him for us? Why would you want to treat each other like, don't you understand, ever how you treat each other, you treat me?
Mm.
That you're created in our image and our likeness? You got to hear more about this. When we get back from the break, and you got to continue to hear this about color blindness.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Hey, John. I actually just got an iPhone. Do you have an iPhone?
You know I do.
Really? Why'd you get an iPhone?
Well, I got an iPhone because I want to stay connected with my friends, family, and of course, you know I love those apps.
Apps? Tell me, what? Tell me about the apps.
Well, you know, apps, Steve. Come on, I got to bring you 21st century.
Yeah, and I'm
apps
behind.
Apps is a way that you can stay connected. You know, I want you to know now that VFN Radio, we actually have an app where all of our radio listeners can download onto their phones. Now, whether you have an iPhone or you have an Android phone, we got you covered.
Wow.
You can go to the App Store for the iPhone or Google Play for your Android, type in the word VFN TV, and then download. And what that does is it allows you to take VFN Radio on the go. What do I mean? Listen, I enjoy listening on my computer, but sometimes I want to get in the car. You want to go to the beach, hang out with some friends, take your phone with you, select your VFN TV radio app, and you have all this access to live program. You have access to video content, messages, and so much more. I like to say it's VFN Radio on the go. I encourage you to download the app now. Go to your App Store or Google Play and type in VFN TV.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John and Greg Lancaster. We're talking about colorblindness, you know, that's something that I'm color challenged in the area, and we don't want to waste a lot of time humiliating me anymore as we move on. You've proven my point. But Jesus is what we're lacking today. We're lacking the ability to empathize. And remember, so Jesus, God himself, wanted to empathize. He wanted to feel us, feel what we experience, but yet don't fall to what we fell to. When you think about Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 through 8, during the days of Jesus' life, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. He was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. He went through some stuff. He went through all the rejection, mm-hmm. all the feelings, and all that. So I want to encourage you today to begin to look beyond the surface of someone's life. Look beyond the color of someone's skin. Look beyond the category that even they themselves may put themselves into or others put themselves through, and maybe you put them in, and place them in God's category, which is made in the image and the likeness of God, that he gave his son for them. When you think about it, Jesus, the Son of God, who said, he said nothing unless he heard God, the creator of the universe, say it, said this in Matthew 28:19. He says, therefore, go and make disciples of the nations. Let me tell you what that means. Nations comes from the word, the Greek word ethnos, where we get our word ethnic. Mm-hmm. Which means this, that he says, go make disciples of every ethnic group. What is a disciple? Somebody who is your brother and who is your sister in the family of God. And this is what Jesus said. This is what John said as he's under the unction of the Holy Spirit, not John Ramos, but John the disciple. He said, if you don't love your brother, I don't care what deception may hit your mind. If you don't love your brother, he says, nations. So he may or she may be a different ethnic group than you. Mm-hmm. But if you don't love him, he says, you don't even know me. And when you tell people, if I'm biblically incorrect here. And then he says, and if you tell everybody that you love me, this is God saying this. Mm-hmm. If you tell everybody you love me and you don't love this brother of a different ethnic, because I said nations, ethnics, ethnic groups. He says, you're a liar. Mm. And so, hey, let's prevent that on this side of the judgment seat of Christ so that you enter into the heaven with God and not hell, because you don't enter in if you don't know God, if you don't love God, if you don't love God, you can't even know him. He's just saying it's impossible to love him if you don't love your brother. You think about it. If we're made in the image and likeness of God, so the devil is sowing all kinds of lies and deception, everything to get you to hate God. And don't fall prey to that. And there's a lot of people got a lot of reasons in the natural sense, you know, to be able to have a lot of anger inside of them. But it boils down to it. We stand alone before the throne of God, and the enemy's trying to take me down by all this injustice coming against me. So I'll start hating folks and even hate my own brothers and own sisters. And all of a sudden I stand before the judgment seat of Christ and says, well, that was your journey. I mean, that's, you had to actually be just like they were supposed to love you. You were supposed to love them, and neither one of you loved me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so take time to get to know someone, their fruit, their character. Isn't that what Dr. King said? He said, you know, by their character, then allow their fruit to speak for them in their life, not just their speech, not just their society or the culture, not their skin color, not our skin color. Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who, if you want to know the son, you know, you got to read some on Daddy King, his father.
Mm.
But Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said they were supposed to know a man by his character. Well, understand this. When we empathize, when we have empathy for someone, we need to learn to empathize with their condition. When we empathize with someone, anyone, we're acting Christ-like. When we feel their infirmities, when God lays a burden on you. I think about this. Describe empathy. Imagine this particular employee, and this is coming out of Integrity, the Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality by Dr. Henry Cloud. And he talks about empathy, which is lacking in America. He says that he has this particular owner of this business has a lady who comes into his office and she says, I need a raise. I got to have a raise.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at her and just abruptly goes, can't afford it, can't do it, you know, sorry, and just walks away. And she's just broken, you know, and he's thinking all these logical thoughts, all these legalistic type thoughts, you know what I'm saying? He's like, in his own head, outside of communicating and even connecting with her, he's thinking, well, you know, this is a lot of pressure right now. The stock is, you know, we don't have a lot of stock. Customers are not buying our products. But he didn't say that. He just said no to her. And he could have been correct. So that's not empathy. This is empathy. So then she comes in there and she tells you, she tells the boss, he says, well, can you sit down for a, he says, can you sit down for a moment? And she says, yes, yes. He says, what's going on? What's happening? And she says, well, I mean, obviously something's happening. Something's changed in your life. And she says, well, I was at the store the other day with my baby, and I was buying the groceries or the food, and I was at the cash register, and I was checking out, and I didn't have the money for baby food. And my baby's in my arms, and in front of all those folks, I was so humiliated. I had to go back and carry that baby food to that aisle, and to be able I gotta have the money for the food for my own child. And then this is empathy. He says this, I could only imagine what it must have felt like standing there with your child in your arm. You would give your life for to feed this baby. And all you want to do is get some food for your child, and you didn't even have the money to buy baby food. And the humiliation, but also the pain of not having the food and then not having the money. And this is where you get your money at. And then you had to walk all the way back and put that, the shame and I bet you're just broken over this. I'm not you, but I can kind of feel, that just had to be. You know what she'll say to you? She'll say, yeah, exactly what I felt like. And then the boss would say, well, let me check. let me check and see. I will thoroughly look and see if this is possible. And it is what it is. But he took time to empathize with her. And then he comes back. He looks at the books, and there is no money for a raise. And so he comes back, and he says to her, listen, I had a chance to really pray about and think about those experiences. And I want you to know that I talked to my wife. And anyway, if you ever, without any kind of food for your child, no matter what, don't ever do that again. You come to us. And we'll make sure you have food. He went for sources. He went found different ways to be able to make sure that she would never have to go without food for her child again. Secondly, he said, I looked at the books, and here's the books right here. This is the bottom line. This is what's going on. And there's not money here for a raise right now. So I just want to tell you right now, you've been very good here, and I would not want to lose you here. I would want to have you. And if we had the money to be able to do it, we would give it to you right now. But we don't. So that in mind, I understand why you would begin to look somewhere else, and I will help you find that place that will meet your financial needs. I will work with you. I'll give you a good reference, and I will make sure that your income level goes up enough that you can feed your baby and you will never have to go through an experience like that again. Two different balls of wax. Mm. One is legalistic view. Remember, in regards to that was just no empathy. And God could have chose a legalistic view of us and taken us out. But he chose to empathize with us instead. And remember, when men crank out laws, and you know that this is what Dr. Martin Luther King said, everything that Adolf Hitler did was legal. Just because it's legal don't mean it's right. So I want to encourage you right now to begin to challenge yourself. You know what? I'm going to begin to walk in other people's shoes. You know, we can turn this thing around when we walk like Jesus walked. Begin to connect. Take time to empathize with your brother and your sister. Remember, if we don't love them, we don't love him. Let's take time to love each other. Loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFN radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN radio. 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.